Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I do not think Trump should be impeached because obviously we've made progress as a country with employment rates, but I think he does a great job.
KNSS. Stephen in the morning now, 8:47 on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
WSU will strike up a marching band this fall and call it Shocker Sound Machine.
Two.
Carnival worker admits killing Wichita couple. Their bodies found in a shallow grave in Arkansas.
One.
At least 13 dead after tourist duck boat capsizes on Table Rock Lake near Branson. High wind to blame. Three big things, Steve and Ted.
And remember to watch out for a traffic slowdown. This is on 25th Street North, north of 25th on Arkansas Street. Road buckled yesterday in the high heat, so they've had to do some work on that. But yeah, that's Arkansas north of 25th. Traffic update, KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and hot again today. 10% chance for rain with a high of 99 degrees. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 71. For Saturday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high 93, a little bit cooler. Now partly cloudy, an east wind at 7 miles per hour and 75 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 8:49, Steve and Ted. Coming up here at 9 o'clock, we've got the Glenn Beck program. And you're going to have Bill O'Reilly on today with the news of the day. Bill O'Reilly with Glenn Beck coming up at 9 o'clock right here on KNSS. North Korea said today that an August reunion of Korean families separated by war may not happen if South Korea doesn't immediately return some of its citizens who arrived in the South in recent years, people fleeing from the North and going to the South. The 2016 arrival of a group of 12 female employees from a North Korean-run restaurant in China has been a source of contention between the rival Koreas. North Korea has accused South Korea of kidnapping them, while South Korea says they decided to resettle on their own. Cheered on by a handful of activists, liberal House Democrats announced outside the Capitol they are forming a caucus to push for Medicare for All, shorthand for government-financed health care. At the same time, Thursday, Democratic senators were introducing a resolution aimed at putting Republicans on the defensive about Trump administration efforts to undermine former President Barack Obama's health care law. So it looks like a handful of liberal Democrats pushing for Medicare for All. How about that? A company in New Zealand that tested 4-day work weeks says the experiment was so successful that it wants to make it permanent. Perpetual Guardian, which helps customers manage their wills and estates, released the results of its 2-month trial this week. Company said its employees all reported greater productivity, better work-life balance, and lower stress levels from working one less day a week. The employees, more than 240 of them, were still paid for 5 days a week during the experiment.
Well, then that experiment
is stupid. From the beginning of March to the end of April.
They get paid the same, and they're doing only working 4 days a week.
The trial was conducted by outside researchers. So you're thinking that that's not a good thing.
They should reduce their pay by 20% and see if they get the same result.
If you work the same pay, I'd say I'd go for a 3-day a week. Right?
I mean, well, yeah, a lot of people would.
Let's do it upright, huh? How about the Turnpike going to raise some fees a little bit for use of this toll road from basically from where? South of Wichita, clear up to the Kansas City area. I happen to think that we drove on it. Shelley and I went up to Kansas City a few weeks ago. It's a beautiful highway. I mean, they keep it up nicely.
Yeah, it's always in great condition. It should be in great condition.
It reminded me of the greatest highways I've ever seen, which are in northern France and Germany. I mean, they've got beautiful highways there. Anyway, you got to pay for it. They have a lot of toll roads in Germany and France, too. And they don't want to go into more debt, so I think it's a great idea. Now, Shelley and I were coming back from Lawrence, Kansas City, Lawrence, and a friend of ours was in front of us in her car. She was going to come back to Wichita, too. Mm-hmm. And we got on the turnpike there at Lawrence. Well, she had the K-Tag thing.
Right.
And I was behind her. I wasn't paying attention, so I went right on through. So then we had to stop at one of the turnpike places and figure out how we're going to pay for it.
So how did that work?
It worked out fine. Okay. They didn't arrest me or anything. So, you know, but if I don't get arrested, I figure it's okay. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted. Let's recognize the excellence in healthcare with the editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, which is, of course, on the streets today, getting to know the Wichita Business Journal's 2018 Healthcare Heroes. The WBJ Thursday night recognized 39 people and organizations who try to make us well when we're sick, help us through tough times, and run the practices where we seek out care. You can see the profiles of all the healthcare heroes in our weekly edition today. Two people recognized for a career's worth of commitment to preventing illness and helping people get well. Dr. Claudia Perez Tamayo is president of the Central Care Cancer Center. Dr. Alex Amar is CEO of Wichita Surgical Specialists. They joined 13 others who have been named Lifetime Achievement Award winners in the 9 years of the program. In this week's top 25 list, child care centers ranked by Wichita area enrollment. The Greater Wichita YMCA tops the list, nearly 5,300 kids enrolled. Top early learning centers second, the rest of the top five, Ashley's House Learning Center, Northridge Academy, and Treehouse Learning Center. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
We talk about the healthcare workers and the doctors, the nurses and all who try to keep us in good health and try to help us out when we're in trouble. And, of course, during the past year, I had some experience with emergency workers the past couple of years with my mom and so forth. And, you know, these people are dedicated. I mean,
you bet.
They do a great job, and it's a good thing that we're honoring them. I think that's good. Okay.
You bet. They work long hours, not a lot of thanks, and it's good to thank them every once in a while.
Well, today is National Moon Day. It's not what you think, Bill. The landing of the moon in 1969. This is what it's all about.
Right.
Buzz Aldrin spent slightly less time on the moon than Armstrong, and together they all collected 47.5 pounds of lunar material to bring back to Earth. Where is that? Most of it
put that in the old NASA duffel bag and brought it back.
Yeah, it's a big try. Yeah, it's a big duffel bag that said USA.
Isn't some of that up in Hutch?
Yeah, some of that's up at the Cosmosphere.
At the Cosmosphere and Space Center in Hutchinson, so... Yeah, with remembering that day in 1969 when America took the world to the moon and we're the only ones that have ever been there, right?
Yeah.
Well, we should go ahead and make it a state, you know? Moon state.
Moon.
Okay. Thanks, gentlemen. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up at 9 o'clock, at least 13 dead after a tourist duck boat capsizes on Table Rock Lake. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.